2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome on in. It's another edition of KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. Yes, happy Tuesday to you. Thanks for being with us. Scott Mitchell, former NFL quarterback, former University of Utah. Great. What's going on, Scott? Look at us.
Oh, you know, just in the studio, ready to do the show.
Yeah.
Can't wait. It's exciting. It's Tuesday.
Look at us all together. And
sports is happening. The days are getting shorter.
I know, but guess what? It still was 100 degrees today, and here we are starting up the show again. And I wanted to take a page out of the Scott Mitchell book of life, okay?
Whoa.
And that is, I'm going to turn over a new leaf, at least for the next 9 minutes, of being a positive person. And here's what we're going to do. We're going to start off the 705 cut, really remembering the Jazz and their season. And I want to ask you this question. How are you going to remember this season for the Utah Jazz? That's where we're going to start things off at the 705 cut. Let's do it.
The cut at 705. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
Yeah, the cut, as usual, brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic. Struggling with ED, sick of pills? Visit wasatchmedicalclinic.com for a free offer. I was looking at this, Scott, and I thought, okay, I'm going to ask Scott this question. I'm not going to pre-ask him before the show, none of that. We do things real here. This is a real conversation. How are you going to remember this season? Like, how are you really going to, I want you to try to push aside some of the feelings that you've had over the last, the last week, last 3 or 4 days, since the elimination from the playoffs. I want you to just kind of really look, try to put yourself down the road in 5 years and go, how did we enjoy that 2020-21 season? And because my thought was this, before I get your answer, I just want you to remember the Jazz had the best record in the league, never done that before. They'd never done that before. Rudy won another Defensive Player of the Year award, was all NBA. Jordan Clarkson was Sixth Man of the Year. Donovan Mitchell, as you put it last night, is really emerging as an actual superstar. Certainly the playoffs were a problem. But in the end, how are you going to remember this season, Scott Mitchell?
I think the thing that just jumped out at me as the season progressed and even in the playoffs and kind of through all of this was, number one, it's really hard to win in the NBA, just like in any other sport. As a former professional athlete, you're like, everyone's really good.
Yeah, everyone is really good.
It's really tough, and where the talent is spread out makes it even tougher.
Yeah, but what about this team?
Are you going to remember this team? But so this is my point. So yes, it's hard to win. I don't think it was a disappointing season for the Jazz, at least for me. But what this league is built on stars, it really is. And the stars for the Jazz this year actually got brighter.
Yeah.
I don't know that any new stars started to shine in the, in the sky. But certainly Donovan really stepped up, and so did Rudy Gobert. I think for me, I'm not sure that Rudy Gobert made a bigger jump than Donovan Mitchell did this year. Rudy Gobert, you remember how there was always kind of this whining You know, and,
oh,
and
yeah.
like I didn't.
And
you know,
he's gotten tougher now.
And he
gets teed up more often.
There's a maturity level. There's also kind of an attitude about this is my basket. I protect it. This is what I do. And so for me, that's what really jumps out at first blush is I'm not disappointed in the season by the Jazz and the Stars. And I wonder if it's they're just maturing. I wonder if they go, hey, we got paid. And so now there's kind of a comfort. They don't have to worry about that anymore.
Now, I want you to
think about it. Well, I know, but you kind of get that out of your mind and you just kind of can go and play and be more free in basketball.
I'm just looking at this team was the – I just see slow motion Jordan Clarkson three-pointers going in right now. And just like – I think about this is the best three-point shooting team in the history of the game. It broke all these records when it came to the three-point attempts, makes in games,
now,
things like that.
Now, see, you're saying all this positive stuff, and I want to combat it with like some negative things.
No, you can't. Listen to Sarah McLachlan and just get past that.
Not negative, but it's like
this is the Jazz end of the year montage of their.
Yes, the Jazz had a beautiful. They had a beautiful season shooting the three-pointer.
Do you think they have a banquet? Do you think they have a team banquet at the end of the year? Like,
they can hand out trophies.
Yeah. Most inspirational? Okay, yeah. Who wins most inspirational on the Jazz?
Mike Connolly.
Okay, that's that seems like an easy one.
Yeah. Maybe Royce O'Neal seems kind of like...
How about locker room jokester?
Oh, come
Joe
on.
Joe Ingles.
Yeah, but is that really... You're just making that
no,
one.
No, I'm trying to think of other things that they would give out at the like maybe the end of the year.
Best practice player.
Oh, okay.
Like
Matt Thomas really hustled during practice. Yeah.
Right, you got to give someone.
Yeah, you have to.
It's miscongeniality.
Yeah. Best assistant, that kind of thing. Alex Jensen, thank you so much for your service.
Okay, who's your defensive player of the year?
Right.
Right? Again. And who's your offensive player of the year?
Again.
But who is your offensive player
of the
year?
It's got to be Donovan. Yeah. Well, I just think
man of the year?
Well, it's got to be Jordan Clarkson because he won it in the league.
But
inside
Joe,
the team.
But was Joe better? Right. I mean,
yeah, that's a good question. Yeah. See, in that point, you do a seventh and eighth man award, and then you do like you give awards.
Think they
for,
have a coach of the year award in their team banquet.
What about like bloopers? Where they show bloopers of guys like would it all just be from this last series of just missing shots and not playing any defense? And you play like the Yakety Sax music and like have it all sped up and be like. And like the old Benny Hill music going in your head, and you watch Rudy Gobert not going out to try to block Terrence Mann on those three-pointers. Yuck, yuck, yuck. I think that at the end of all of this, if we were to really be – I mean, we are a results-driven fan base, right? Always.
Right.
And this Jazz team, fortunately and unfortunately for us, have just always been basically winners. I mean, they have always been a very good franchise. I mean, think about maybe the Ty Corbin years weren't great, but like you think about that time between Jerry Sloan and to Quinn Snyder now, and this franchise has just kept going.
Right.
It just keeps blossoming, keeps getting better. But to have the result that they do, no one just remembers. Yeah, remember when they had the best record in the league? It'll only be brought up to show you how poorly they did in the playoffs. It's never going to be brought up with, yeah, we had the best record in the league that year, though. They will, and they'll go, yeah, and the playoffs were terrible. We were awful. We lost to the 4 seed in the Western Conference semis. Everybody was hurt.
See, I'm just frustrated by this. I'm
this
frustrated.
This is supposed to be a positive season.
I know, but you said the Jazz want to win, right?
Yeah.
So that's how I feel about this.
All right, so.
They got to have a more versatile game. Can't just have this shoot the 3-point. Because I asked the question, is that going to hold up, and is that strategy going to work in the playoffs?
Oh, Scott asked the tough questions. All of us were, like, totally sold on the three-point. All the way through the season, we were like, this is the best basketball I've ever seen. It's not like college.
And it didn't.
And then it didn't work.
Didn't hold up.
It was just like college. They died by the three. All right, let's take the break. When we come back, we got Ben Anderson. He's going to wrap up everything for the Jazz this season for us. And he's going to kind of put a bow on it. Because Scott, boy, he wants to put a bow on this season.
Oh, I'd love
we'll
to
take
hear this.
The break. We'll come back. More to go right here on KSL's Unrivaled on KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.